is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And next up, first up today, Inspiration to Creation with Nina Amir. Let's bring Nina on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Nicole. I appreciate it. So welcome to the Inspiration to Creation show. I'm Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation coach. With each show, it's my intention to elevate your consciousness by reminding you of who you are, a spiritual being having a physical human experience. As a transformational catalyst, it's my goal to inspire you to rethink your limiting beliefs, rise to your potential, tap into your inherent wisdom, and live a life, a human life, that feeds your soul. I'm here to help you get out of your own way, change from the inside out, step into your power as a creator. Ready to get inspired to create something amazing? Well, before I dive into today's show, I want to remind you that there should be time for questions or coaching at the end of this episode. So if you have questions about or would like to be coached on today's topic, which is how to get unstuck, please call or write in. To call in, dial 646-595-4274 or email ontheair@tellus.net. All that information is at newsforthesoul.com. I'll answer questions and coach at the end of this episode, and I'd really love to coach you live, so call in. I don't bite, I promise. Okay, so let's start creating, shall we? Now, it's pretty hard to create anything when you believe you are stuck. So let's say you're thinking, I'm stuck. I'm here talking about creating what you want, creating life that feeds your soul, but you're probably saying, Nina, I can't create anything. I don't have the time, the money, the skills, the body, the whatever to create what I really want. And even if I did, you're saying, people expect me to be a certain way and do certain things. Or they tell me I should be a certain way or do certain things. And if I don't show up the way they expect or think I should and don't do what they expect of me or what they say I should do, they're going to judge me. They're going to criticize me. They'll get angry at me. Worse yet, they might stop loving and accepting me. I hear you. But have you considered that the thing keeping you stuck is you, not your circumstances, and not what other people want or expect or think you should be or do? Specifically, the only obstacle preventing you from creating what you desire personally, professionally, and spiritually are your identity, mindset, and habits. Who you are being, as well as your thoughts and behaviors, stand in the way of your happiness, love, prosperity, success, health, peace, fulfillment, enjoyment, or anything else you so badly desire. That's what keeps you stuck. And you can continue blaming your situation, your environment, your partner, your job, your financial situation, your parents, your boss, or even the universe. But you know as well as I do, that will not get you unstuck. Instead, it's going to keep you wallowing in your current misery. You're going to remain in that quicksand. I can't talk today. You're going to remain in your quicksand. Now, as an aside, you're never really stuck. But still, if you think you are, you will believe you can't create anything. You actually created the experience of being stuck, though, so keep that in mind. Still, I get it. Sometimes it's easier and more comfortable to remain stuck, and remaining stuck is definitely easier than looking honestly at yourself and taking responsibility for who you are being and what you are doing and creating. But then one day, like today, it becomes too uncomfortable to remain comfortable. That's when you realize it's time to change something, to change yourself, should you look for help, a solution, or a strategy to create transformation? You show up here. But here's the rub. The only way to get unstuck is for you to get out of your own way. You have to change. Your habitual ways of being, thinking, and behaving must change. Now, your version of stuck could take numerous forms. Everyone is different. So it makes sense that each person has a unique stuck experience, if you will. Maybe you've created a life and a career you thought you wanted, but now you've got a different vision. You believe you don't have the time, the money, or ability to make that vision a reality. Your mental chatter would then sound like this. If only things were different, I could go for my dream. But you don't really believe anything will change. So like a tiger in the zoo, you retreat to the back of your cage in resignation. Now, perhaps you never show up being authentic or let anyone know the real you. Instead, you take on the identity of the person you think others want you to be. Additionally, you do what you're expected or supposed to do. You'd like to follow your intuition and your heart's desire, but you're too afraid to do that. If you do, you are sure you'll be judged, criticized, or worse yet, disliked. So you say to yourself, I wish I had the courage to express myself fully. And you feel anger and frustration and resentment. Possibly, your version of stuck is that you'd love to deep dive into a spiritual journey. You imagine accessing spiritual guidance, but can't get yourself to stick to a daily spiritual practice. You believe in spirit guides and angels, but you discount most messages of guidance that you receive. And then you wonder, what might become possible if I acted on my spiritual guidance? But you've surrendered to never knowing. Or your version of stuck is that you have unsupportive habits you can't break, like perfectionism, procrastination, or going to bed too late at night. You tend to overthink your options, which leaves you unable to decide and take action. Your negative self-talk runs like a soundtrack to your life, affirming that you will never change anything. It's constantly telling you you're not good enough, you aren't worthy, you're stupid, you can't do it. Who are you to think you could be that or have that? You'll never change, so why try? You will always be stuck. And so you don't try, and you hate yourself more each day. Now, you might even feel a deep sense of purpose or calling, but your version of stuck is that you never allow yourself to pursue it. You let doubt stop you from taking action on what really matters to you. You know you have God-given talents, but you aren't doing anything to realize them. Instead, you fill your days with busy work, which leaves no time for your life's work. One day, you promise yourself, and then you put your heads in your hands and you cry because you know time's passing and that day may never come. Let's talk about me for a minute, my version of stuck. I was stuck in my marriage for a decade or more. I didn't think I could leave because I didn't have enough income to support myself. I was also stuck there. I didn't think I could create that income. Fear kept me in the marriage and stopped me from stepping into my power and speaking up or feeling free or freely speaking up freely for myself. I definitely felt time was passing and I was getting older and I wouldn't ever find another partner. So I settled for who I had and I tolerated behavior that made me feel disrespected. I didn't love myself enough to set boundaries. And I was miserable, and I felt, oh, so stuck. I've been stuck in my writing career. My fears, again, have held me back. I didn't write consistently. I said I didn't have time to write because I needed to promote myself, my books, and my business, all of which took up too much time. I put making money before my life's work and creating the impact I desired to have in the world, on my readers, and my coaching clients. I couldn't get myself to do what I knew to do, to write first, before anything else. As a high-performance coach, I know this. But instead, I allowed my habit of putting everything else first to continue. I was stuck in habitual ruts in my head and in my actions, and I felt frustrated, and I beat myself up daily for what I wasn't doing and how I wasn't keeping my promises to myself. I'd say I've also been stuck when it comes to creating a life that feeds my soul. That's why I'm so focused on helping others do this. It's my journey, too. I always say I'm an every woman, not that different from you or anyone else who feels stuck doing what they should, what's expected, or simply doesn't feel they can move toward their goals for whatever reason. I'm a little ahead of you on the path, maybe. And I got unstuck for the most part, not totally. But I said, this is my journey too. I teach what I need to learn. And new stuck places pop up periodically that I need to get unstuck from. But the process is always the same for me. I take responsibility for myself and the choices I make about who to be, my identity, what I do, my actions or my habits and mindset, and the results I get, what I'm creating, for better or worse. And that's when everything changes. For example, my marriage is a great example of that. We just celebrated 35 years together, and we're happier now than we've been in a long time. Right now, I'm seeing how this getting unstuck process is also changing my writing and ability to pursue my publishing goals. I'm also looking at how to get unstuck from my current financial level or income level. Now, no matter your brand of stuck, deep inside, you know you've been blocking yourself from success in any and all arenas. And when you admit that to yourself, you create the opportunity to move past your feelings of disappointment, self-loathing, anger, rejection, discouragement, overwhelm, guilt, blame, sorrow, whatever it is you're feeling. You claim your personal power and take responsibility for creating your life and living it fully. And at that moment, you get unstuck. You become free to make new decisions about who to be, create new habits, and develop new mindsets that can move you forward. The fact that you're listening to this episode on the topic of getting unstuck means you want to create something different, to be someone different. You want to be free. You want to free yourself from the quicksand in which you find yourself, whether that's in your relationships, finances, health, career, or something else entirely. Plain and simple, you can change everything simply by deciding who you want to be. And voila, your mindset and habits will align with your new identity. And then you're free to move forward with ease towards realizing your potential, creating your dreams. Change your identity, thoughts, and behaviors, and you can finally get from where you are to where you want to go, from who you are to who you want to and know you can be. From the vision of what you want to create to the reality of having manifested that desire. So take a deep breath and close your eyes. As always, I always recommend you breathe in 7, count to 7, hold briefly, and breathe out for 11 counts. Let's do that together once. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hold. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Take one more deep breath on your own. In for 7, out for 11. With your eyes closed, I want you to imagine what becomes possible when you get unstuck. Who would you be if you weren't stuck? What type of life would you live? How would you behave? How would you speak? What would you do if you were free? What amazing things might you have created in 3, 6, or 12 months? Imagine that for a moment. Maybe you'd finally write that book you've been talking about for years. Perhaps you'd quit your job and start your own business and create more prosperity than you previously could have imagined. Possibly you would drop your heart walls and fall back in love with your partner or find your soulmate. Or you could allow yourself to open to the flow of divine intelligence and your spiritual gifts. But if nothing changes and you remain stuck, what then? Your eyes still closed. Take another deep breath in and out. Imagine that you're still stuck. Imagine what you and your life will be like if everything stays exactly the same. You stay stuck if you keep being the person you're being, doing the things you're doing, and creating the results you've been creating. What will you have created in 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months? You already realize this. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If you don't want things to stay the same, if you don't want to stay the same, meaning you, if you don't want to stay the same, you don't want to stay stuck. It's time to create change, is it not? You can open your eyes. It's time for you to be the person who can do the things necessary to create whatever you want. It's time to be someone who is the opposite of stuck, someone free. Most people get it backward. They believe they first need to have what they desire to do the things they want to do and be who they want to be. For instance, they think they need to have money or time or both before they can be happy. Actually, you have to be happy first. You have to adopt that identity. Then you will find a way to have money or time or be happy with the money and time you have and be happy in the process of creating more if that's what you want. Most people say that they will be free when they're no longer stuck. And then they can move freely through life, be authentic, follow their intuition, create a life that feeds their soul. But only when they achieve freedom and don't feel stuck can they do those things and have what they want, freedom. That's a broken strategy. They have to be free first. You have to be free first. It has to become their identity, your identity. Then they or you will do the things that create freedom and not before. Now, I know that you, my listener, are not like most people. If you were, you wouldn't be here now listening to this episode of my radio show. You know that to achieve the success you desire, you need to do the internal work to change your habitual ways of being. Now, I told you before, personal growth is the quickest route to success in any area of life, including your spiritual life. It's the key to getting out of your own way. It's the tool that helps you step into being the person you want to be and doing the things that create what you desire. It's the tool you need to dig yourself out of the quicksand, to get unstuck, to free yourself. Since you're a spiritual being, though, having a human experience, personal growth is not enough to get you fully unstuck. You also need spiritual growth to help you become the powerful creator you were born to be. Spiritual growth helps you learn to hear your intuition, channel information from the collective consciousness, tap into your extraordinary gifts. It helps you realize that you're never stuck. And I'm sure you realize that personal and spiritual growth together result in enormous transformation. I've mentioned that more than once, maybe every episode, I think. And that's what you truly want is transformation. Do you not? After all, that's how you step into a new identity and create new habits and mindsets. That's how you get unstuck. Said it before, I'm going to say it again. If you want to get unstuck, change your identity. This is the most effective way to create quick and long-lasting change and get you moving forward. Choose who to be, then be that person. Choose who to be, then be that person. Here's the thing. Your identity choices impact the success you achieve in any life arena. As I see it, your identity is the birthing place of your habits, behavior, mindset, personality, and values. How you show up in, interact with, and perceive the world always aligns with who you're being, your identity. That's why when you change your identity to one that aligns with your goals, transformation happens fast. Be someone who is free, not stuck. And watch how quickly your behaviors and thoughts change. They align with that identity of someone who is being free. All right, so identity, what is it? Identity is commonly defined as the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. Additionally, it refers to your sense of who you are as an individual and as a member of social groups. Plus, identity tends to emerge from your sense of how others perceive and label you. It's common to hear the term ego equated to your identity. The ego is the part of you considered yourself. It distinguishes yourself from the self of others. Also the reasonable decision-making part of your conscious mind. At its core, though, as far as I'm concerned, Identity consists of characteristics, beliefs, and values that define who you are as a person, and it distinguishes and makes you who you are now. Identity is not permanent. Even if you believe it is, it's not. You can change your identity at any moment and change your results, your circumstances, interactions, and ways of approaching or seeing the world in the process. And if you think it takes a long time to shift your identity, you're wrong. Here's how fast your identity can shift. The moment a woman discovers she's pregnant, her identity shifts. She becomes a mother. The moment a man gives up drinking, he's a non-drinker. The moment you get promoted to a managerial position, you are a manager. The moment you channel information from the collective consciousness, you're a channel. All it takes is a moment to shift your identity and get unstuck and change your life. And the same holds true when you consciously choose to change your identity. For instance, remember I told you I was stuck in my marriage. Then I changed my identity from someone not responsible for the problems in my marriage to someone responsible for them. From someone lacking the freedom to get out of the marriage to someone free to do so. From someone uncommitted to her marriage to someone committed to her marriage. These shifts in identity saved my marriage because I changed as a result who I was being, what I was doing, the results I was creating. The most powerful benefit of changing your identity is this. When you select a new identity, you see yourself differently. For example, suppose you've always considered yourself someone who doesn't finish what you start, and then you choose to be someone who completes things. In that moment, you're going to see yourself as capable of getting to, air quote, done. That means you see yourself as committed and tenacious and productive. Or if you now see yourself as stuck, you shift and see yourself as free. That opens up a world of new actions you can take and results you can create. Plus, you're going to stop doing many behaviors that are aligned with that old identity, someone who is stuck. So here's a simple example. If you used to be a smoker and choose to be a non-smoker, you will stop smoking. Why? Non-smokers don't smoke. Same is true if you go from being a carnivore to a vegetarian. You're no longer going to eat meat. As for being stuck, if you used to be stuck and you say, you know, if you used to be stuck and you used to say there's no way for you to get unstuck or you tried everything and nothing worked, but now you choose to be free, if that's your identity, I am free or I am someone who is free or I am being free, you're going to do things like look for new solutions, take actions towards your dream, maybe ask for help, speak up for yourself, do what you want to do, follow your intuition, leave your current circumstances. Also, the behaviors that you want that align with a new identity are going to easily and quickly become habitual. So using me for an example, let's say you choose to be a writer. Writers write. So with your new identity, you're going to likely decide to write daily and follow through on that commitment. After all, that's what a writer does. That's their action. They write. What does that create for them? It makes them an author or a writer. Following that example, you're not going to waste a lot of time or energy debating with yourself about whether or not to write. So all that internal chatter about do I write today, do I not write today, goes away because you just do it. No questions asked. No resistance or procrastination. Just you doing what writers do. And that goes for anything. Right? So if you are someone who's free, you will behave in a manner that is free. You will do the things you want to do and not worry about what other people think or their expectations. And along with your new identity comes a corresponding set of beliefs and values and mindsets. All of these help you achieve the results that you want. simply because I have allergies. So what I said was all, you know, your beliefs and values and mindsets that align with your identity, they help you achieve the results you desire because you're being someone different. Apologize for that sneeze. I'm sure you can see how choosing an identity that is free to move forward. So that's your identity. I'm free. I am someone who is free. I am someone being free to move forward. Someone who has personal freedom to choose how to be, what to do, what to create, would quickly get you unstuck. Because it does. Big time. And you would stop telling yourself that you've tried it all, nothing works, there are no other ways, etc. Instead, you'd be telling yourself that you're free to try something new, to do it differently, to show up authentically, to follow your intuition, to create a life that feeds your soul. Okay, so how do you take on a new identity? How do you choose a new identity and get unstuck? I always have some steps for you. So I got four today. So the first step is to decide who you need to be to accomplish the goals you have. Your intention could be related to getting unstuck in a relationship, finances, career, health, or something else. If you aren't sure what identity you need to do that, ask yourself, beyond being someone with personal freedom, what type of person would be able to accomplish your goal? And your answer might be someone courageous, like it takes courage to leave a job or a marriage. Or someone productive and committed, or simply someone with personal freedom. Now you know who you need to be. Sorry, I'm going to take a drink of water. All right, step number two is to consciously choose your new identity. Your identity can change without choosing a new one intentionally. Like I said, it could occur if you get promoted or suddenly start being a manager or get a marriage proposal and immediately begin being someone engaged. But it's best to choose your new identity intentionally, especially when it comes to getting stuck. I realize I said intentionally about the other, so that would be an unintentional. So you suddenly get promoted and start being a manager, that's your new identity, right? That's unintentional. It just happens. Same with a marriage proposal. If you didn't know it was coming, would be unintentional change in identity to someone being someone engaged. But what I want you to do is to choose a new identity intentionally, especially when it comes to getting unstuck. Consciously decide to shift your identity in a way that helps you be someone who can do the things that will allow you to accomplish your goal freely. For instance, depending on your goal, you could choose to be someone who, you know, maybe meditates every morning at 5 a.m. or writes daily, like I've talked about, or eats a vegan diet, or drinks tea instead of coffee, or makes choices based on what you want instead of what others expect, or looks for new solutions, or courageously takes new action. And in each of those cases, you've chosen a new identity. So you are a meditator. You are a writer. You could say, I'm being a meditator. I'm being a writer. You are a vegan, or being a vegan. You are being a tea drinker. You are a solution finder, or being solution oriented. You are an action taker, or being someone who takes action. Okay, number three is to do the things a person with that identity would do. Initially, you might have to be entirely intentional about acting like the person you are now being. However, you'll begin to visually take those actions pretty quickly, sometimes almost instantaneously. And you'll do them automatically without thought because you're now a person who does that. Yeah, in the beginning, there's some thought, you know, oh, okay, I'm someone who gets up at 5 a.m. to meditate. So maybe you've been stuck there. You've been wanting to do this for a while, and you haven't been, and now you've decided I'm going to be someone who wakes up at 5 a.m. and meditates. Well, for the first week or two, you know, you might lie in bed and say, you know, I'm not sure I want to get up at 5 a.m. and meditate. But you'll remind yourself, I'm now being someone. I am someone who gets up at 5 a.m. and meditates. And so you'll do it with no argument. Okay? You can also put the actions on your calendar or phone as reminders. You know, there are lots of ways to actually help yourself remember. I always tell the story about wanting to get up every morning and have a morning routine, and I would always hit the snooze button. And so I'd lose 45 minutes of hitting the snooze button a couple times, and then I decided to be someone who woke up and got up when the alarm went off. And the first day I had to, I hit the snooze button, right? I told myself that the night before. I got up the next morning, I hit the snooze button. And then I reminded myself, that's not who I am anymore. I'm someone who wakes up and gets up and has a morning routine. Like, I do not hit the snooze button. That's not who I am anymore. And I got up. Okay? So whatever it is, you say, you know, that this is who you're being, you're going to have the actions that go with that, like meditating, writing, eating a vegan diet, drinking tea, finding solutions, taking actions, making decisions, acting freely. All right, number four is to be a person with that identity. This is the last step. So remember that taking on this new identity is not about faking it until you make it. That approach is going to reinforce the belief that you aren't the person you want to be yet. If you do that, you're telling your brain that you do not have that identity. And that deepens any belief and neural pathways related to not being that person yet. So taking on a new identity is about being the person you choose to be from the moment you decide who you want to be or need to be. If you think, I'm not really a person who meditates daily, you're going to struggle to meditate daily. You have to tell yourself, I'm now a meditator. Or tell yourself, I am now free. Then do what a free person does, like say what you want to say, who you want to do, leave the marriage, quit the job, ask for the raise, start eating a healthy diet. I mean, I can't tell you to quit your job. You know what you need to do and want to do. But a free person wouldn't need permission to do these things, and they wouldn't be worried about what anyone else is going to think or feel about what they do. They wouldn't be worried about what they're expected to do. Of course not. And again, I'm not saying, you know, just walk away from commitments and obligations. You might, you know, there might be some things you have no choice about, but don't let yourself be stuck. Because actually, as I said that, you might think you have no choice, but in fact, you always have choice. That's personal freedom. You might have the feel like you're obligated to take care of your elderly parents. You're not. It's a choice. Instead of an obligation, see it as a commitment. I commit to taking care of my parents because that's who I am. Now, once you've decided on a new identity, be the new version of you. Even if at first that doesn't feel like, you know, it feels like you're faking it, affirm that you're now a person who is free, acts freely, meditates each morning, writes each day, eats that vegan food, only drinks tea, is courageous, free to pursue their dreams. Affirm that you're someone who moves forward freely and is not stuck. You're the opposite of stuck. And don't argue with yourself about what to do. Only do the things that align with your new identity. Do what someone who is not stuck would do. So if you have to be somewhere early one morning, you're not going to debate if you're going to still meditate or write. Just get up early and do it. If you're offered a non-vegan meal, refuse it. And if you're passing Starbucks and jonesing for a mocha frappuccino, but you're not going to drink, you're not someone who drinks coffee anymore, keep on driving. Or stop and order an iced chai latte instead. Or a decaf coffee. And try that potential solution. Take that action or make the decision and stick to it. Act on it. And don't let your mental chatter stop you from doing what you promised yourself you would do either. Because if you don't do these things, then you're still stuck. Be who you've chosen to be, period, and align all your actions with that new identity. And then notice how easy it becomes to do the things necessary to achieve your goals. You're not going to feel stuck anymore. Now, of course, you could continue on as you have, same old grind, keeping things status quo, doing meaningless tasks, living up to other people's expectations. You could keep on creating what you don't want rather than what you do want. Being something you were told you should be and doing what you should as well. You could continue watching the pots on the front burner while leaving your life's work on the back burner. You could remain uncomfortable in your discomfort, and you could continue being someone with unsupportive mindsets and habits and lots of frustration and disappointment in yourself. In other words, you could remain stuck. Stop for a moment and consider the possibility. Consider that possibility, the one of staying stuck. Close your eyes again and just take one deep breath in. In for 7, hold it, out for 11. And consider, if you remain stuck, what regrets will you have in 5, 10, 20, or 30 years, or at the end of your life? How disappointed will you be? How disappointed in yourself? All the spiritual forces in this universe want more for you. A life filled with meaning and fulfillment, alignment with your best self, connection to divine guidance, opportunities to make a difference, personal power, the ability to thrive in profound, soulful ways, and the unlimited freedom to move toward your potential and your heart's desire. With your eyes still closed, imagine waking up every day energized and with your eyes sparkling as you anticipate what you're going to experience and create. You smile and sigh, knowing you're free to be, do, and create what you want. Feel the comfort and satisfaction as you go through your day being spiritually guided and taking bold, inspired, free actions. See yourself being passionate and motivated as you focus on doing your life's work, using your knowledge and skills and gifts to make a difference. Visualize the deep, joyous, and loving relationships you have with your family and friends. Imagine yourself feeling free, vibrant, and energetic, living with ease and grace, and see yourself ending the day aligned, happy, and fulfilled, and living the life of your dreams. Feel the enormous gratitude you have for your ability to be free and to be, do, and create your desires. Feel that. See that. Life of freedom. The opposite of being stuck. It's time to create that life, is it not? It's time to be free, and you know it. So, decide to get unstuck. To love yourself enough to take new action. And to do that sooner rather than later. And yes, I said love yourself enough. Love yourself enough to get unstuck. Because only someone who doesn't love themselves would let themselves remain stuck. And if you're struggling with self-love, I highly recommend the book by, I can't think of his name right now. It's a book called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends Upon It. Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. His name is Ramal. I can't think. You'll find it on Amazon. It's easy to find. So yeah, love yourself enough to take new action. Love yourself enough to get unstuck. And choose to invest in yourself and your transformation. You're worth it, are you not? You're worthy, are you not? Of course you are. You are worthy of investing in yourself and your transformation, and you're worthy of being stuck. I'm sorry, worthy of being unstuck, worthy of being free. There's nothing about you and who you have been in the past or being now that makes you undeserving of being free to be you and do you. So decide to be someone who is not stuck. Stop being someone who is stuck. Stop telling yourself you're stuck. I know that you're already thinking, my old ways of being in this world no longer serve me. And you're right. You know you need to get unstuck. You need a new way of being in the world, a new identity that serves you now and in the future, an identity that allows you to be someone who is free to create the future you desire and that you deserve. It's time to get unstuck. Freely choose a new identity and then allow yourself to develop the habits and mindsets of a free person. Those that allow you to be free, to be unstuck or get unstuck and step into your best self and best life by giving yourself the gift of personal freedom. Then you can be the type of person who freely takes actions to create what you desire, a life that feeds your soul. And I'll leave you with this thought before I open for questions or coaching, and that is that as a spiritual being having a human experience, you are always free, always. Your soul or spirit is free and eternal, can't be harmed. And so when you keep that in mind, that you as a spiritual being having a human experience have nothing to fear, because the brain wants you to fear death, but none of the things you probably are thinking the areas you think you're stuck in and are afraid to move out of, none of those will cause you to die. Unless you're in an abusive situation or something. So, let me qualify that. But even if something horrible happened, your soul is free, always free. And so remember that you're a spiritual being having a human experience, and you are free, free to be you, to do you, and to create whatever you desire. So, Nicole, do we have any callers, or do we have anyone who has emailed in questions?
We've got first question is from Michelle in Ontario, and she's asking how she can stop overwhelm from blocking her to doing what she needs to do.
Okay, so Michelle, so overwhelm tends to come from kind of a lack of comes from two things: a lack of planning. So, like, you don't plan your days well, and so then you feel overwhelmed by everything you have to do. The other place it comes from is overthinking. So overthinking in the sense of, that you're off thinking about all the things that you need to do or what could happen, your fears, all of that. And so in order to get rid of the overwhelm, you need to manage your thoughts. Always know that you're the thinker of your thoughts. And as the thinker of your thoughts, you get to choose what you think about. So you're going to think thoughts that keep you in overwhelm, or you're going to think different thoughts that allow you to feel like you can make a decision and move forward. And a lot of times that overthinking, which leads to overwhelm, stops us from making decisions. And we spin our wheels and we don't decide. And that keeps us stuck, right? And so when you move past that, you decide what you're going to think and you make decisions. And it could be that you say, I'm going to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and make a decision and I'm going to act on it. Okay, fine. But make decisions, because then you're going to move forward. You won't be stuck. But all of those things cause overwhelm and keep you stuck. Overwhelm will always keep you stuck because, I remember when I would have too much to do and I'd get overwhelmed and then I would procrastinate, because I had resistance to doing it because I felt so overwhelmed. And so then I would be stuck. And in fact, what I needed to do was to buckle down and get the stuff done, really just do the stuff I needed to do so that I didn't feel the overwhelm. And that was a decision too, a decision to just do the work to get it out of the way. So if overwhelm's keeping you stuck, manage your days better, make decisions, and stop focusing on all the possibilities or all the things you have to do. Manage your thoughts. I hope that's helpful, Michelle. Anything else, Nicole?
Yes, we've got a question from Sheila in the UK, and she says she has trouble figuring out what it is she needs to do to get unstuck.
Okay, Shiva. So, again, if you're struggling to figure out what to do to get unstuck, then you're in overthinking and in resistance to actually doing something. What's going to happen is you're going to find the answers to getting unstuck in taking action. So decide that you want to be someone who's free, and then say, if I was free, what would I do? And just do something. You're thinking that by doing something, it might be the wrong thing to do, or you might be stuck in, what will other people think, or what if I fail, what will they, how will I be judged? Move out of that and just decide to do something, and as you take action, you will get more clarity on how to move forward, how to get unstuck. But that first step of taking action gets you unstuck. It moves you forward, does it not?
And so just decide to do something, anything. It doesn't have to work out. Just do something, because that gets you out of that whole energy of being stuck, and it gets you out of the identity of being stuck. Not making decisions, saying you don't know what to do, is just you reiterating to yourself that you're stuck. So stop telling yourself you're stuck and that you don't know what to do, and instead say, I'm free and I can make a choice about what to do. I hope that's helpful, Shiva. Anything else, Nicole?
Those are the questions, and all the callers on the board are just listening. So that's it for now.
Okay. Thank you very much. So thank you all for those questions. I hope at some point you'll all feel courageous enough to actually talk to me. But again, I just want to tell you that it is safe to get unstuck. Your soul is always free and safe. So tap into that spiritual energy of being free and safe, and then choose the identity of someone who is free. What would that free person do? They would not tell themselves that they don't know what to do. They would take an action. They'd be free to make a mistake or to not make a mistake and succeed. They'd be free to just try something. And that's what you want to do. Okay? So a free person is going to go out there and take some action and move themselves forward. But they're also going to feel like they can be authentically themselves and follow their soul's desire. They're going to be and do and create the things they really want. Okay? All right. So that's what I have to say on the topic. If you have more questions, you can always reach out to me at ninaamir.com. There's a contact form there. And I'm just going to go into my shameless self-promotion and tell you that if you'd like to learn how to develop your new identity, your habits and mindsets to get unstuck and feel free to be and do you, and to do that in a supportive community, I'd like to invite you to join the Inspired Creator community. Gain the essential tools to access higher levels of personal freedom so you can achieve your potential, fulfill your purpose, live fully, and create what you desire so that you can feel free to be and do you. Why do I tell you about this now? Well, why is now any different than the other times I've told you about the Inspired Creator community? It's because for the next 6 months, the members of the Inspired Creator community are going to focus on developing higher levels of personal freedom. They're going to learn to be free and to do what free people do so they have more freedom. So if you don't feel free in any area of your life, you're unable to speak your mind, can't change your circumstances, or struggle to stop allowing your old habits and mental chatter to hold you back, you already know you need more personal freedom. You need to be in a supportive environment with like-minded people who are all wanting the same thing. And in the Inspired Creator community, we focus on both personal and spiritual growth. Talk to you about that a lot, because when you do that, you become an even more powerful creator. And you'll get unstuck. You're going to free yourself from whatever holds you back. That's what transformational coaching is all about, helping you step into being the person you know you can be, know you want to be, so you can access your personal, powerful, creative ability and freely be you and do you. It's about being a creator and being a person who can do and have what you desire. I always remind you of the same thing. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. So creating transformation requires a holistic strategy that addresses all of who you are, and that's when quick and lasting change occurs, which is why I provide both in the Inspired Creator community. The Inspired Creator community is a monthly membership program that offers live coaching 3 times per month with me, not some other coach. Sometimes I interview some people for the spiritual training, and it has those too. Recorded spiritual trainings to help you step into your power as an inspired creator and create a life that feeds your soul. So I'm always taking the personal growth concepts and putting a spiritual spin on them for you. So if you're interested and want to find out more, go to ninaamir.com/joinICC. ninaamir.com/joinICC. It's all lowercase. And there you can learn all about the Inspired Creator community. It's a long sales page. So if you're ready to join, just scroll to the Join Now button. And if you join today, by the end of the show, so that's just in a couple minutes, you can actually save $100 on the monthly investment in yourself, your dreams, your freedom, and getting unstuck. So I've got a coupon code for you to use on checkout, and it is ICCAUG23. That's all capital letters. ICC stands for Inspired Creator Community. AUG stands for August 23. ICCAUG23. And that's going to be good. I think I asked my team to make it good for an hour after the show, but technically it's supposed to expire at the top of the hour. So that's just a few minutes. So, and why is it expiring just then? Because the first session of this new series on personal freedom starts then, starts 5 minutes after my show here ends. Now, you can join anytime. Everything's been recorded and archived, and there's no right or best time to join except when you feel the intuitive nudge, when your soul whispers in your ear that it's time to change, time to transform, time to be who you are meant to be, to fulfill your potential, to create what you truly desire, and what is for your highest good. That time is now, is it not? Especially if you feel stuck. And as I said, for the next 6 months, the focus of the Inspired Creator Community sessions is primarily on developing more personal freedom. It's a deep dive into this topic about getting you unstuck. So if you want to get unstuck, like I said, join me in the Inspired Creator Community, ninaamir.com/joinICC. Use the coupon to save. ICCAUG23, all capital, and just think, what would become possible for you with more freedom? And if you remain stuck, what becomes possible? Remember the visualization we did earlier. I don't want you to have any regrets. And if group coaching isn't for you, let's work together one-on-one. You can have a free 15-minute strategy session with me by going to ninaamir.com/15free. The word free is lowercase, ninaamir.com/15free. And if you can't join at this time, know that you probably lack some degree of personal freedom. So reach out and tell me why you can't join Inspired Creative Community now. You can email me at ninaandninaamir.com or just go to my website, ninaamir.com, and use the contact form. Until I talk to you next time, thanks so much for listening today, and go out there and achieve more inspired results.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.